Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
8 shows left for 2018.
Wow, who's counting?
Me. Well, 100%. I'm not even trying to hide the fact that I'm counting. I'm so excited.
As if you're counting down, so I can't talk.
Yeah, you're right.
I just had some nuts in my mouth.
Yeah, not the first time.
Yeah, because I have them after the show every day.
Yeah, I know. That's what. What's his name again? Phil.
Oh, no. Phil, he's nuts. No, they are just a Coles spread mix of nuts. Thank you very much.
You spreading Phil?
Yep. Phil works at Coles.
Oh, we laugh. See, this is the gear that you get when you download
it's
the
weird.
Catch-up.
There's two
it's
things that make speaking hard. You don't realise till you do it. Eating nuts. And eating
and Phil.
Phil these. And yogurt. When you know, you always have yogurt and then you come on and you're like, oh, can't talk.
No, like mate, I can always talk. I just work through it. I'm professional. Yeah. Ain't no nuts getting in the way of me.
Ain't no got tummy I can't even try. Can't talk. Literally they're hard.
All right, buddy, do you want me to give the Alpha Bucks clue then today?
Yeah, it's C for cake.
Is it? Oh my god, it actually is. You're so prepared. Why can't you be this prepared for the actual show?
It's a good point because I like to look after the people that listen to the catch-up.
Yep.
Because it's mainly just my family.
They're the true fans.
They are. Friends and family and people that are prize pickers that want the $1,000.
Oh, don't be rude about prize
picks. I'm kidding.
We love all types of listeners.
This is why we want you to listen, because we prefer the people that listen to this because a little bit looser than on air.
True. Like Anthony from Tat. We had him on for Alpha Bucks today. He said he listens to the catch-up. Hey, yeah. Anthony, if you're listening.
The big Tones. Hope you're well, mate. Tones, try call back tomorrow. C for cake is your letter.
He didn't have the clue yesterday, so today.
But to everyone else that's listening now, thank you, good luck, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Want to give like a little shout out to Phil?
Yeah, Phil, thanks. Delicious packet of nuts from Coles. Keep serving them up at Coles and doing your job.
Cashews, were they?
No, they weren't.
Or were they?
They were actually just a mixed bag.
Oh, Phil, what are you serving up, buddy?
Phil was providing a mixed bag of nuts and dried fruit, I'll have you know.
You got your Phil. All right, enough. My mum's going to call me smutty in a second.
You
enjoy
are
the catch
smutty.
Up.
You disgust me.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
We spoke on the show a week or so ago about this scam phone call that's doing the rounds around the GV. And we just spoke about it as a warning to people. And then, next minute, it happened to you.
Yeah, got a couple of calls. One came through from Adelaide, another one from Canberra. Obviously, they're not in those places. They're just using those numbers to try and scam you. I think they're coming from overseas. But the scams are working. And articles just come out saying they've made over $800,000 off Australians alone.
Yeah, so we want to tell you about it this morning, but to keep an eye out for it. Basically, this is the call you received.
To get back to me on my department division number, that is 08-7200-0743. Now, if I don't hear a call from you, we will have to issue an arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested. So get back to us as possible. Thank you, and God bless you.
I mean, at least they're blessing us at the end of it. Like, they're being polite.
I love that he's threatening arrest. I'm like, oh, no, am I getting done for tax evasion
exactly.
again? And then all of a sudden he's like, you will get arrested, but God bless you.
So we thought we'd put it to the test, right? Now, we've had to edit out all of him because for legal reasons we're not allowed to play it.
Yeah. I wish we could because these guys are the lowest of the low.
It's
they're
fascinating
absolute
stuff.
Absolute pieces of work.
But this is basically how we went about it. So we gave him a call back. My first name is Gags, G-A-G-S. It's German. And my surname is Argood. Gags are good.
Alrighty.
So he then goes in to say, all right, Miss Argood, we've got your case file in front of us. Can you give us your address? So I did. My home address is number 1, Silly Tit, S-I-L-L-Y-T-I-T, Parade. So I live at Silly Tit Parade.
Which is an actual street in Shepparton, funnily enough.
And he's like, oh, yes, I can see your file in front of me here. Yes, the reason we're calling is because you are about to be arrested. We're like, no, we're not. Gags are good.
Gags are good, who lives on Silly Tit Road, is being arrested for fraud, and apparently he has all your details.
Yeah,
cool, mate. Cool.
Exactly. So we got you to try it as well.
My name is Jasper, J-A-S-P-E-R. Cheney, C-H-A-N-E-Y. Yeah, it's 69, and my street name is I Have the Police on the Phone, Road, and that's in Shepparton. I'm not joking. I've got the police on the phone listening to this call right now. They've traced you. You're going to get done. You're under arrest, mate. I'm getting you back. He's gone. He hung up.
So he hung up, but in he within freaked. That conversation, he's like, "Oh, you know, like we're going to see who's going to be worse off." It's like, "Well, no, you're not, because you're the one doing a scam."
He literally arced up at me. He's like, "Come on!" I'm like, "No, you come on, mate."
Yeah.
We couldn't. I wish we could play their responses.
I know, it's just unbelievable.
Hear these guys. They sound like they're from some call center overseas, but the fact is, this is actually working. Like I said before, $800,000 is what they're scamming people around, innocent people around the Goulburn Valley, and you know that there's people that are lonely, mm-hmm. and there's people, and a lot of the elderly as well. They're the ones that are unfortunately get sucked into this sort of thing.
Yeah, 100%. And so we kind of kept going with this, and we got more people involved because we thought this is amazing that they can do this. And we got our boss Ben to try, and we asked him to take a different approach. We asked him to actually go along with it, and he was on the phone to them for 15 minutes, and he took it pretty far. This is him.
I can't go to jail. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a bit emotional. I just can't go to jail. I'm really scared. I don't know how this has happened. I've done everything right. Nearly $100,000 is what I'm going to have to owe.
So they were like, "Yeah, well, you shouldn't have done it. Do you agree that this is unlawful? Are you sorry for your actions?" And he's like, "What are you talking about?" Anyway, he got very angry. So
community service announcement: if you get them, first of all, don't answer the calls.
Yeah.
And if they do, just hang up straight away. You don't owe any money to the tax department.
Exactly.
Actually, some of you do.
Well, if you do, the tax department's never going to approach you in that way. No. So finally, if you need one more tip on how to get around it, do what we did.
Yeah, I've got my lawyer with me now. Do you want to speak to her?
Okay. Yeah, hello. Hi, I'm representing Mr. Cheney. What seems to be the issue? Is it the expenses that he's paid improperly?
Oh, he hung up. Got him.
Gotcha. How good's my legal jargon? The expenses that he's paid improperly? I don't know what I'm saying.
You can tell you're the daughter of a judge. Judge Cheney over here.
Be warned, Goulburn Valley. Do not give your money away to anyone.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Ellie, we had our ripping work Christmas party on Friday night. And this is where we got to see the Hit Goulburn Valley staff let rip.
Let our hair down.
Those sales girls, they could not handle themselves. Anyway, that's besides the point. You were on fire yourself. We spoke about it a little bit on yesterday's show.
Yeah.
There's just one thing in particular that you did that I thought our boss has to come in for.
God.
Morning, Cheney.
Boss Benny.
Welcome back, Benny the
Ellie
boss.
Ellie Cheney. Now, you two are in good form on Friday night. Ellie was on the espresso martinis. Josiah was in his white pants. It was good.
That's how I was in white pants. They were brown by the end of the night.
Were they?
Dirt from dirt.
Oh, yeah, what happened to you?
You're telling the story.
No, it wasn't that big of a night.
No, I actually want to say, like, we work with Ellie and you know, she's a very sweet girl.
I'm so scared.
Oh, no, you should be. What a weird way to start this combo. She's a sweet girl.
You're nice. You're a nice person.
No, Ellie's person. She's a good person. And it was on Friday night. We got the bus back to here. It would have been about 12:31 in the morning.
Yeah,
maybe.
It was a late one.
Everyone decided to kick on here at the station. Good for you guys. Well done. And I've got a newborn at home, and I thought, no, I've got to get home. I knew how to be done the next day. And I was literally smoke bombing. You know the smoke bomb.
You're soft, basically. Oh. Soft boss, Benny.
What, because you go out and do what you guys did? hit the tiles. No, I then tried to smoke bomb it while you guys all headed inside. However, there was one person, and it was Ellie Cheney, just waiting there as I walked out. And she looks at me and she goes, "Are you okay? What are you doing?" And I was like,
"Oh, wow, what a creep."
No, just looking out for you.
No, there was a genuine no creepiness. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Look, I'm going to just walk home because I don't live far from here." And she goes, "Are you going to be okay? Like, are you sure you're going to be okay?" And I was like, "I'll be fine, chat." She goes, "Will you make sure, Ben, you text me when you get home?" I haven't had that said to me since my mum.
Wow, we should start calling you mum.
I was looking out for him.
There was a very sweet, and that's what I mean. She was sweet. You were very sweet. It was very mumsy of you. And yeah, like it was, and I didn't, the thing is I didn't text her.
And you know what? I didn't remember that I'd asked him to text me.
But imagine I had. Imagine like I get home and Mel's like, "Who are you texting at 2 a.m? I'm just like, "Change this and I'm home. I'm good." Like, that doesn't sound right, does it?
Texting Ellie to let her know I'm home safe.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I remembered when I woke up the next morning. I was like, "That was really weird of me. I went really hard on Ben." I was like, "Ben, you better text me.
Yeah.
Don't forget to text me."
In Ellie's
soon as you walk in that front door, you get your phone out and you text Auntie Cheney.
In Ellie's defense, you do live in South Shep.
Is that bad part of Shep?
But no, the thing is, what gets me is like, why? What was I going to do? If Ben was getting murdered and he texts me like, Ellie, someone's murdering me right now on my way home, what am I going to do?
Could you imagine I'm in South Shep and a dude comes up and he's like, hey man, give us all your cash and your all the rest of it. And I'm like, just hold that thought. Chains.
Ellie. Ellie.
I need you to come on over, mate. Remember what you said that might happen? It's happened. I need you here.
Ellie comes running.
I didn't make it home. I texted her. Need your help instead.
I'd be like, you dirty dog, get off him. Get off him.
No, you'd say text him. Can you, excuse me.
What would you
number?
Do, Chains? If yeah.
I don't know.
I had three juvenile peanuts decide to pull me up for my cash, yeah.
I don't know. I got a bit of pull around this town,
have
Ben.
You?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, I'm Ellie from the radio. Get off him.
Actually, no. Imagine both of you. You rock up, you're polite, Josiah's in white pants. Get off him.
Josiah and Ellie here to save the day.
I'm like, just save the cash. Just go, listen to Hit 96.9, we cash for yeah,
six. Yeah. Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
You won't find anything more Aussie than this.
What?
A local bloke just outside of Bendigo, he saved his beer despite a kangaroo fly kicking him to the chest.
Yes, yes, yes. Do we know his name?
It just says Victorian dad. His daughter Bree, though. Lafayette dad Daniel. There we go. His name's Daniel. Dangerous
Daniel.
Dan.
Dan, the big Dando.
I actually tracked down Bree on Facebook and just sent her a message to see if she wants to come on, but she hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, Bree.
So she's fast asleep. But it'd be good if we got her on the show. If anyone knows Bree, film this video. Give us a call, 13 12 16, or let her know we're trying to get onto it, because this is unbelievable. So basically, there's this kangaroo. It's coming towards him. He's got a beer in his hands. His dogs see the danger. They go after the kangaroo.
Yeah.
The kangaroo gets to the dad in time, though, jumps up, fly kicks him to the chest.
Oh.
He falls over. He's okay. Stumbles backwards, has his beer. Instead of letting go of his beer, though, he does almost like a classic catch style. So he jumps back out. Lands on his at full length, catches the beer, not one bit of spillage, and then proceeds to chase the kangaroo away with the dogs and has a soft little sip of the beer.
It does not get more Australian than that.
Does it? I love being a part of, in Victoria as well. It doesn't get more regional Victorian than that. If you want to see the footage, go to HitGV on Instagram now, or it's on Facebook, Hit Golden Valley. Do yourself a favour. It's unbelievable.
I love beer, but I don't know if I'm committed enough to my beer to hold it with a kangaroo fly kicking me in the face.
I know.
Like, that is commitment.
Isn't it? Most people would probably go at the kangaroo because you're in danger. Do you know what I mean? Let alone cop a kick just to save the beer.
Yeah.
A man likes his beer enough to do that.
I'd probably chuck it on the kangaroo as a defense mechanism. Like, here, take my furphy. Like,
well, a kangaroo is on our national emblem.
Yeah.
So he'd probably take it off and start sculling it himself.
Of course he would, mate. Of course he would.
This is what we want to talk about. How far did you go to save the spill this morning? This is reminding me of last week. Remember, I bought you and I coffees I spoke about on the show.
Yeah.
I opened my car door. The lid wasn't on properly. Instead of worrying about the coffee, I worried about the lid. Went to save it. I mean, there was a tiny bit of spillage on the arm, but all in all, I kind of saved it.
I mean, I'm still traumatized by that experience because I needed a lot more coffee that morning.
You would have saved a couple of beers in your time. You love a beer.
I actually saved a red wine on the weekend.
Oh, hello.
Yes. I mean, kind of saved it. I was at Brown Brothers on the weekend and I had a nice little Shiraz, popped it on the side of my chair, and then Gav, my stupid boyfriend, went to cuddle me or whatever. Like, went to put his arm around me. I know, so gross. And knocked over my red wine all over me, all over my bag, and then onto the ground. My first priority, doesn't matter that it was on my bag, doesn't matter that it was on me, my first priority was to scoop up what was left of the glass, and I managed to save a little bit of it. So
you still had a couple of drops left?
Yeah, of course I did.
This is what we're going to talk about this morning on 13, 12, 16. Lengths you went to save the spill. Spill the
wine, taste that girl. Yes. We want to hear about all of the cool, the specky ways you've caught your beer, caught your wine, caught your coffee, if you had to. 13, 12, 16 is the number. Does this Carlos voucher for anyone who gets involved?
If someone out there fended off a kangaroo to save a beer,
yes,
you win our hearts today.
And we'll try to find like another cool prize here as well,
I
guess.
Something else, yes.
Peter from Tat, you've given us a call on 13, 12, 16. How did you save the spill, buddy?
There was one stage there a few years back where I was at the Melbourne Cricket Ground watching England, sorely beaten by the Australians. A cricket ball came flying my direction, and I did just come back from the bar with two glasses of wine. So the ball came flying towards me, and I don't know what quite happened, but the spirit of the game overtook me, one must say, and I, instead of using my hands to catch the ball, I saved my wines and opened my mouth, and the ball hit me square in the mouth.
But you saved the wine though, right, Peter?
Saved Every drop of the vino, thankfully.
Cricket balls are hard and not fun. Like, that would have hurt.
Yes, yes. Let's just say there wasn't just 6 stitches on the ball that afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah. Do you have to go to hospital?
Yes, yes. Split lip. Lost a tooth, thankfully, which the dentist replaced for me.
Oh,
but,
Peter.
Yes, stitches in the old mouth.
Did they get it on camera? Because if someone in the crowd is going to get hit by a cricket ball with basically a broken jaw and stitches, surely that would have gone viral. It's on camera. Did they capture it?
It's not really something I'd like to see highlights of, but I'm sure there's a video doing the rounds somewhere.
I'm going to track that down and try to get it on our socials because, Peter, I'd love to see you getting hit in the jaw with a cricket ball.
The real question is, though, Pete, did you finish your wine?
I did not get to personally finish the wine because alcohol and cuts, it obviously stings, but the person that the other wine was for happily consumed both of them.
Good to hear, buddy. Happy for you. Thanks so much for your call.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Josiah, I've long thought that you should be in jail. But an article that's come out this morning has just proven that even further for me.
What's going on? What have I done now?
Okay.
Is it the old... I can't say that on the radio.
So intrigued. What'd you do?
No, I'll tell you off air.
Okay. Is it what I think it is?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Don't tell anyone.
Okay. Yeah. So this list is a bunch of crimes that are actually illegal that we didn't actually realise were illegal. So a lot of us have done them, myself included.
I mean, I was already nervous beforehand because of what we were just talking about, but now you've got me sweating in my boots.
Have you ever been to a psychic?
Never.
In fact, we have had a psychic on this show, haven't we?
Oh, you have, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I haven't. Nah, don't believe that crap.
The cops are coming for us for that one because that, my friend, is illegal.
Is it?
Yep. Any person who purports to act as a spiritualist or medium to exercise powers of telepathy or clairvoyance is illegal.
Good, because it's a load of crap.
Guess how much the fine is.
How much?
$10,000.
Are you kidding me?
Or the risk of 2 years imprisonment.
Wow. You see them in shops everywhere, though. I just presumed it's...
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's one of those laws. I think all of these are laws that aren't enforced, but they're technically still on the books.
Right.
Number two, bad music. There's a $200 fine for people who, in inverted commas, play musical instruments so as to annoy. So all of those recorder lessons we took in school, we could have been fined $200 for.
If you've got a snotty-nosed little brat that's playing that recorder so loud that it just irritates you and they don't stop practicing,
you know it.
Call the cops.
The cops are after them.
Arrest them immediately.
100%. Paid punch-ons. You cannot pay or be paid to engage in physical punch-ons.
Really?
So fight clubs, uh-uh.
Yeah, we have fight clubs every Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
We just gather around a circle and punch each other, put money on each other.
Cool. Next time you do that, give the cops $750 because that's how much the fine is, buddy.
Oh, it's not too bad.
Yeah, well, worth
it. Probably make more money off gambling.
Begging is illegal.
Yeah.
Which a whole lot of homelessness organisations are saying, no, that's punishing people for being poor. Not fair. So, yeah, that's not cool.
Interesting.
12 months imprisonment in Victoria.
For being a beggar.
Yep.
Well,
according to this,
Shepparton did get voted the highest homeless rate in the whole of regional Victoria. So,
well, there you go.
Please be on the lookout.
They're coming for you. All right, what about this one? This is my favourite. Tackling pigeons, illegal.
What do you mean?
If you tackle a pigeon in South Australia, you're guilty of an offence. Similar offences apply in Victoria.
Right.
Fine.
So if I'm walking down the street and see a pigeon.
Yep. Do not tackle those bad boys.
I can swoo it away, but if I decide to jump on it and wrestle it to the ground, come here, you.
To be fair, it's probably illegal to do that to most animals. Like, surely that's animal cruelty.
I mean, I wouldn't encourage tackling a pigeon anyway.
No.
I mean, who looks at a pigeon and goes, I just want to tackle you?
Do you know what? I hate pigeons so much.
Yes, so do I.
I'm keen to tackle them.
You don't like birds in general, do you?
Oh, I'm fine with them, but pigeons are the worst.
Why?
Because they made me spill my Coke Zero on me that time, remember?
Yeah, that's right. I was walking
and it flew up into my face. I poured Coke Zero all over myself. Yeah. I was not happy.
Funny for the rest of us, though.
Mooning is illegal. Do not get your butt out. Objecting at weddings is illegal. If you're going to object, you have to do it beforehand. So just
really?
Chuck it. Chuck
oh, so you're
objection.
Not actually allowed to say no?
Not during a ceremony.
Ah.
Nope. You have to do it at the engagement party. And finally, Josiah, this is one that's going to get you.
Oh, no.
Swearing is illegal.
Well, you would know I've never sworn in my life. Oh. So unlike you, Eleanor, who says bloody every second sentence on this show.
Not a swear word.
Well, according to the institution, it is. So cops, you know where we are. Bring a coffee and arrest Ellie as well.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
I don't want to toot my own horn. I'm not one to usually do it. But bloody get the trumpet out, mate, because I'm about to. Yesterday, I became a bloody hero. In more ways than one.
What are you so proud of yourself for doing this morning, Ellie? Like, you've come in gloating all morning, but you haven't told me what it is.
Yeah, well...
Impress me. This better be good.
Strap yourself in. Like I said, get your trumpet out. We're about to go deep. So I, yesterday, after 7 months in my long-distance relationship and 11 visits...
No one cares.
...to Victoria for my long-distance boyfriend...
People still don't care.
I finally dropped him off at the airport.
I dropped him off at the airport. What have you been doing this whole time?
Putting him on the train.
Are you serious?
Well, to be fair, every time he lands at like 7 a.m. when I'm on air, so I can't pick him up.
Well, that's a bit different. Yeah.
But usually, and then he leaves, his flight leaves at 11 p.m. on a Monday. And I have work at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so what have you been, where do you drop him?
Firstly, I would put him on the train in Chep. And then as time went on, I felt bad about that, so I'd put him on the train in Seymour.
So hang on a second, let's just go back a few steps.
Yeah.
You're clearly not in love with him. I'm dead serious. The reason I drop Mia off to the airport every time is because I want to spend every second I can with her. I don't care if I got work the next day. If I want to spend that extra, you know, that extra hour and a half or whatever it takes to get to Melbourne Airport,
yeah,
that's an extra hour and a half with that person because I'm in love.
I know, but like driving to Seymour, you still get an hour. It's only like an extra 45 minutes really. Oh. So
that extra hour and a half is time you could. So when you come in here crying the next morning because you missed Gav, you obviously don't because you could have had an extra 90 minutes with him.
No, you don't know what it's like to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, I've only been doing it for 6 years, sunshine.
Anyway, can we just celebrate the fact that last night I did it and I was a hero?
Okay, so what was so good? What was so amazing about last night that made you do it for the first time? You finally fell in love? Like, what was it? You're like, oh, yeah, this guy's the one. I'll drop you to the airport now.
No, it's because everyone has gotten to me. Like, because it's the thing. We've established on this show before that it's a done thing that if someone's visiting you, you go to pick them up from the airport.
Yeah.
Whereas I never thought that was a thing. And everyone who I talk to from Perth thinks it's crazy that you drive 2 hours to pick someone up when there's a train.
Yeah, because you all live near some airport because you're all, you know, capital city people.
Yeah, I know.
Whereas when you live in the GV, it's just a way of life.
I know.
Melbourne Airport isn't that far. You get used to the trip.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, all right, cool. I've been here for nearly a year now. I'm a true Shepertonian. I've got to start picking my boyfriend up from the airport and dropping it off. But something happened along the way that made me think that twice I am a bloody hero. Okay, so we're driving along. There was so many trucks on the road last night. Yeah. I would have seen, I reckon, 200 trucks on my journey.
Yeah, it was a Monday. It's usually when they kick their week off delivering things.
Anyway, there was one of those oversized trucks in front of us on the road going through like Ngambi area. And he blew a bloody tire out in front of me.
Really?
Yeah, he went poof. Like the loudest bang you'll ever hear. And I'd seen him wobbling a bit, so I didn't want to overtake
him. What happens when a truck blows its tyre?
Well, that's the thing. Not much. The tyre got strewn all over the road.
Yeah, you see them all the time over the freeway.
Yeah, it was crazy. And Gav was like, don't go over the tyre because there could be like bits in it that you... So I pulled over to the side of the road. I was like, I don't know what this... Is this truck about to crash? Like, what's going on? Anyway, the truck didn't even notice.
Well, he kept driving.
He kept driving.
On three wheels.
Yeah. So I pulled over and I saw he can keep going. And I was like, what?
Trucks have more than four wheels. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of wheels. He did not notice. And then, so we sped up to try and like flag him down. We realized he had headphones in. So he wouldn't heard it. He obviously didn't feel it. So I like speed up and get next to him. And Gav's out the window like, hey, mate, you back left tire. Like, da 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 da. And he pulled over and we saved his day. I mean, if that's not bloody hero.
I think his day was fine before you guys had to do that. Let him figure it out himself. He's all right.
No, he appreciated it. He gave us a thanks, mate.
Did you get the
No, actually.
Yeah, so he didn't appreciate it that much.
Well, do you know what? That's why I've had to come on this show today and toot my own horn.
Well, it's about time that you do take him to the airport, like I said, because these sorts of things happen. You wouldn't have had the opportunity to be a hero if you didn't do it.
You're right.
So is this going to be every single time now you'll be picking?
No way, I'm so tired today. Never doing it again.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Ellie, I want to go to Japan.
Ah.
Arigato to all our Japanese listeners this morning.
It's actually ohayo gozaimasu. That means good morning.
Ah. Mm. What does arigato?
Thank you.
Really? I thought it was arigato. Hello. What's arigato? Hello?
Means thank you. Konnichiwa.
It is too. Konnichiwa to all our Japanese listeners this morning. In Japan, going over to the world of Japan, this is awesome. And this is why I want to move over there. I'm sorry, Goulburn Valley, but I want to get out of here.
I feel like if you're going to move there, you're going to need to know the difference between thank you and hello.
It'll be a great start.
It's probably a good start, yeah.
You can hire a middle-aged man for $9 an hour and he'll listen to you complain. He'll do your chores. And it'll even ward off stalkers if you need to.
Why do you need to go to Japan for that when that is literally my job? Listening to you complain every day.
But you don't do my chores.
I do your chores. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you do a few, actually.
I do everything. I get you coffee in the morning. I run this show.
It's true. You don't get paid $9 an hour, though. You get paid a lot less.
Yeah. $3.50.
This is an awesome service, by the way.
Yeah.
Because their needs, some seek career and love advice from there. They call osans.
Okay.
Which means uncle.
Okay.
Which you should know if you speak Japan.
Yeah, I did know that whenever I did it for my leaving exams.
Some people just want companionship.
Yep.
At concerts or at bars. How lonely can you be?
Oh, this sounds like a very much like an escort service.
Well, no, you're not allowed to.
Oh.
Nah.
Can't get jiggy with a middle-aged man.
If anyone does anything physical, you get kicked straight off the website.
Can I ask, why does it have to be a middle-aged man? Why can't it be like a young chick?
Because they're trying to change the stereotypes of middle-aged Japanese men because they have bad stereotypes of receding hairline, it says, rotund beer bellies and unhygienic habits.
What do you mean?
So they want to make them cool. They're trying to make osans cool.
Because middle-aged men are going bald, therefore they have to be paid $9 an hour.
Let me read this,
ready? To sit and listen to your problems.
In Japan, this is exactly out of this article. Middle-aged men are often made fun for their stereotypical receding hairline, rotund beer bellies, and unhygienic habits.
Mate, just go to Ashley and Martin, get an F45 membership,
seriously.
And you're fine.
So they set up a service with the intention to dispel all negative stereotypes of Japanese uncles. This is so weird.
It's a different place over there, isn't it?
So different. However, yeah. If we had this here, I would absolutely pay $9 an hour. That is a bargain.
That is a bargain. I'd make them. Can you make them massage your feet?
You could do whatever you want.
I can't do that.
They can do. Yeah, they can do. Oh, they're not allowed to touch you. Good point. For $9 an hour, if we had a Nosan in the studio right now, what would you use it for?
2019, Josiah and Ellie and the Osan. Let's get one. $9 an hour. The boss will surely splurge for that.
As
he
if.
Can sit under here massaging our feet during the show.
3 hours. We're on from 6 to 9, right? That's 8. What's that? 27. 20, no. 8, 16, $24.
No, 27. You're right.
That's 9.
Yeah, you're right. $9. Trust yourself. If the Osan was here, he could do that maths for us.
True. I wouldn't have to ask. Oyasan, how good would that be? Oyasan, when we play the
three
population.
Times 9?
$27.
Whoa, don't do an accent, bro.
He has an accent, our son.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. He literally does. I just think we could use him for, he could be our new producer.
Just do the coffee run for us.
Make me breakfast every morning. You know how much I want someone just to make me food every day. That's all I want in this studio.
No,
I don't want a producer. I just want someone making me food.
He's got a rotund belly, remember? He'll probably be eating the food himself. All right, well, stay tuned because 2019, you're waking up with Josiah, Ellie, and the Osan, I reckon.
I like that idea. Should we take it to the boss today?
Yeah, okay.
See what he says.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.